So I was talking to a believer today. I wasn't going to make this message, but I think I'm going to make this message. She and I were talking about how the unsaved people around you, they don't communicate unless it's about them. They never really ask about you, or they don't ask about your health. They don't ask about your job. You even have family members that you never even really had a conversation with. Never had a conversation with your mom or your dad, or, and as a saved person, you marry a wife and you think she would be concerned about your health and your food and your clothing and taking care of you as a wife, and they don't. Then you marry another one, she don't know how to take care of her husband. Then you realize these people are not even human. You get away from them. They're just about self and self-gratification and trying to get pregnant and trying to lock you down. Then you date a few women and a few different women, and they'll come in like they care, but they don't care about your health. They don't care about your sleep. They don't care about your finances. They don't care anything about you. It's all about them. They don't ask you anything. They can't talk to you about your college days or your upbringing. They don't want to know about your upbringing or college days or how you, where you were, your experiences. Even the saved women, the so-called saved women that you were married to, and you talk about, let's open up the Bible and talk about Ephesians or talk about Galatians. They don't want to do that. They don't want to have a conversation. I never really had a TV. I think at one time, I'm trying to think if there was a TV in the house when I was married. I don't think so. I don't think I had a TV. But there was no conversations. You sit down to eat, when they pretend to be like, I'm going to make you a meal just to put on a show, they really didn't do it out of their heart. They just did it out of duty. And you sit down to eat, and there's no conversation. And you're like, you're trying to make a conversation. You're trying to talk to them. And there's really nothing. They don't talk. You say, can I get a ride to the, can you give me a ride to the doctor? I need to go see the doctor. Well, it looks like you can drive yourself. No, I'm in pain. I'd rather you drive me. I'd rather you go up to the doctor with me. They don't do that. They'll take their dog. They'll take a stray dog that they found on the side of the road to the vet and the doctor, but they won't take you. This is really to never have a conversation with your mom, your dad, your sister, your cousins, your friends. I'm talking about a conversation. A normal, healthy conversation. And then you go online and you find some brothers and sisters that you can have conversations with and talk about stuff. And then you say, okay, those people are real. You care about them. They care about you. They tell you about their stuff. You listen. They listen to you. And then you come back to the real world and you go to work. Nobody's talking. No family's talking. And if somebody even claims to be saved, they're still trying to prove their point. They're not listening to your point. They think they already have arrived. You know, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. When you talk to people, you grow. When you communicate, you commune. And communication means together turn. You try to help renters, give them a place to stay, and they never say thank you. You're going out of your way to help people, they don't say thank you. 1 out of 20 people who pick up a ride share ride, they'll say thank you. 1 out of 20. You have better conversations with strangers in a rideshare situation than you do with your own family, your own coworkers, your own spouses, your own girlfriend, your own neighbors. You have a better conversation with a rideshare pickup than you do people around you. And I don't know why that is the case. And the only thing we could come up with is that most people are lost, and most people don't really care about you as a human, as a spouse, as a friend, as a family member. They really don't care. All they care about is what they need, what they want at the moment. They really don't care about you as a human being. And they really don't want to talk to you. You might be the greatest saint on the planet, but they don't want to hear what you have to say. And the ones that do try to talk to you to get in, at first they talk to you a lot. And when they get in the door, then they're done talking. Because if you call them, if you have somebody that does talk to you and you hold them accountable, they don't want to be held accountable. If they're talking to you in such a way that's not healthy, they don't want to be held accountable. So I had to compare this with another believer, a female, and she agrees. People don't really talk, and they really don't care. And they don't want to care. They don't care what anybody else has to say. It's a selfish reality. You would think that people really would sit down and have a conversation. But if you really sit down and think about all the conversations you've had, they don't listen. They don't listen. They don't want to listen. So you go online and you talk and you create a channel and you start talking and you meet some people online that make comments and that vibe with you. And you're like, this is weird. The people who you married lived in the same house, your own family that's supposed to care about you more than anything, they never talk to you. And it's just short comments. It's just about, I need to go to the store. Can you take me to the store? It's not about helping you, or it's not talking about finance. It's not talking about your health. It's not talking about food. It's not talking about your clothes. It's not talking about anything except going out to eat. And then when you go out to eat to sit down at a restaurant, you think, well, we'll talk about something. And they just sit there. And you're like, there's a million things to talk about. Math, science, engineering, politics, the sine wave, the red versus blue. There's a million things to talk about, but you don't want to talk. But you'll get on the phone, talk to somebody else, and just talk up a storm and gossip and backbite and complain. Do you realize what we're in, people? If you can't communicate with somebody that you say that you love or are in love with because you're afraid or insecure or hiding something, or all you want to do is sit there and watch TV, there's no communication, what kind of reality is that? What kind of reality is that? The whole purpose of communication back and forth is to iron sharpen iron, growth and being sharpened. You would think that you would tell your kids, hey, you got to, you know, plan for this, do this, do this. Sit down, go out and tell them, you know, this kind of person you need to stay away from and all that. Whether it's your grandparents or parents or something. And they don't talk to you. We're talking about a lifetime. I've watched it, a lifetime of people who cannot communicate and will not communicate. And they will not help anybody else. They won't give any information out for free. Unless they're getting paid, or unless they get their pride built up, they're not helping anybody.
There's not any, it makes zero sense. You've got a human being, but they'll spend all their time and energy to feed their cats or feed their dogs or feed their animals, but they won't even ask you, hey, did you eat? Are you eating? Are you sleeping? How's your sleep? Take you some magnesium glycinate for sleep. They don't even care about their own health, much less yours. People around you don't really. I mean, everybody's drinking and eating sugar, and they don't even care about their own health. So why would they even care about yours? I mean, it's really bad, people. The only thing they're talking about is something in Hollywood or movies or TV. Do you understand? But they're not talking about real stuff. You can be in the same house with them, and they're not really wanting to talk. They would rather watch a movie. There's so much to talk about. And you would think that somebody would want to learn doctrine. If you're in the house of somebody and you spent your whole life studying doctrine, you would think that they would ask you. It's kind of like if you were married to a doctor and you say, hey, what's this? The doctor could, let's say a man was married to a woman, a female doctor. He'd ask her all the medical stuff. But they don't want to hear it. If a woman's married to a man that has sound doctrine, you would think she would want to learn the Bible. But she don't care. She would rather stay in ignorance. You would think that people would want to learn from each other, because everybody has different gifts. If somebody does happen to cook and they make a good meal, well, how'd you make that? How'd you do that? But people don't ask. People don't talk anymore. You're just doing your duty. And when they do their duty, they're not doing it out of love. They're doing it because of a duty. It's not to help somebody. It's their duty. Their mama did it. Their grandmother did it. They're just doing things out of duty. Not out of love. Not out of concern. Not to help somebody. And we're not even talking about a fellow human being. We're talking about somebody you're married to or dating or family member. There's no communication. There's a million things to talk about, but people don't want to communicate. They would just rather scroll on their phone instead of having a conversation. And the only thing I can figure is they're in delusions, they're in lies, and they want to stay in that delusion and lie, because if they have to talk to somebody in truth, there's certain things they're going to have to give up. Because when you get hit with the truth, you either face off with it and give it up and change your thinking, or you cut the communication off and stay in your delusions and your lies. It's the only thing I can figure. You have more conversation with a rideshare rider than you've had your whole life with family, friends, or a wife. Now that is sick. And when they get on the phone with their mama or their sister or something, and they're just gossiping and backbiting, they think that's communication. That's not real communication. And so they stay in the 3D matrix. They stay in the 3D low vibration, and they find people that vibrate on their level. It's sick. When you rise up in your vibration and you rise to a higher level, I mean, people are living in a house, two or three people, or four, living in a house, and they don't communicate? To me, that is so bizarro land. What'd you do at work today? What are you learning? What'd you learn about yourself? What about the inner man? What are you learning? How have you grown in the last 30 days? They look at you like a dazed over. Their eyes are dazed over. Let me just drink another beer, or a wine cooler or something. Let me drink some wine, because they're just dazed over. They can't even have a conversation because there's nothing in there. There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there. They're either drugged out of their mind, they're on some kind of pill. They don't want to look at the inside. And it's like, are these people even human? You were raised around them. You were married to them. You dated them. And then all of us, yeah, when they want to get in the door and marry you or date you, they start talking. But then once that's done, they don't talk anymore. What's that about? Tell me. Somebody tell me. You could ride in a car and go to the beach and there's literally no conversation. It's like, turn the radio on. No, I don't want to turn the radio on. Let's have a conversation. What are we going to talk about? Anything. Anything and everything. If I can drive an hour to Raleigh and have a conversation with a rideshare rider and we're in the same house, what about plans? What about goals? What about dreams? What about doing things better or tweaking things to make it work better? I'm telling you. I promise you. I promise you, we're in a situation that is so bizarro land. There's so much to talk about, and people just sit there zombied out of their mind. Somebody explain it. I've talked to other people. I've got confirmation that they really don't care. They just have their agenda, and that's it. Which is fine. But you watch them, you go back and talk to them a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, and they're still stunted in their growth. They haven't grown. Not one iota.